Many of us hear how about finding your passion and your purpose and how special that is when we find it. And then again, many of us are feeling like stuck in that and not really knowing what is my purpose, what's my passion, how do I create a life where this is a part of my life. That's what we're going to talk about in today's session, because it's not an easy answer for that. Like, there's no easy answer for understanding what that means and how to get there to a place when we really feel that we're living our passion and our own purpose. And I want to talk about those both things. So first of all, let's look into passion. What's passion actually about? And so many people associate passion with, oh, I'll have a lot of fire for something, passion, I'm passionate about it, I really like what I'm doing, right? And for me, like, looking into passion, it has actually multiple, let's say, parts in it. So on the one hand, yes, it's something that we like doing. It's something that lifts us up, and that's kind of like an indicator. But if we go a little bit deeper into understanding what passion is, or let's say, I would say, like, just into the definition that I would give to passion, which is really deeply understanding what makes us shine. Like, what makes your heart shine? What makes you lift up? What makes you, if you do that the whole, like, a whole day long, will your energy be even stronger afterwards? How is, you know, how can you walk through life really fully being embodied, and alive, feeling alive? And that's when passion is there. Passion also means we are deeply connected with our anger, and anger as in the energy of anger. So a lot of suppression of anger happening in the world, and I can tell you from my own experience, I've been suppressing my anger forever. And it took me a long time to, first of all, realize that I've never really accessed my own anger. And the reasons were because I felt a judgment towards anger. I felt like, okay, anger is something bad. I'm not supposed to be angry. If I want to be a good person, I'm not doing it. But also, I was afraid of my own anger. And I was specifically afraid that my anger could hurt someone. And that's just because in my life, in very young age, I just, you know, experienced that. I experienced that anger can be very destructive. But you don't have to experience something that I like, something, you know, more traumatizing with anger to judge anger. Actually, we're just living in a society that is not used to anger, to healthy anger. And because we are not used to it, every time we become angry, we are actually judging the fact that we're becoming angry so much that we're becoming disconnected from our anger. And then anger is usually hurtful. But if we're connected with our anger, truly connected with it, and we are not judging it, so not judging it actually helps us to be connected with it. And when that's the case, when we're truly connected with our anger, then it can actually be a driving force. It can be part of our life energy and part of our passion. Anger is this energy of fire inside of us and actually has a lot to do with passion, you know? And anger, in the right places can, you know, also be a great boundary setter, can be a strong no, but also can be a strong force. Let's see, let's say you see something in the world that you're really sad about, but also there's an anger coming with it because it's happening in the world. And so what makes me, for example, angry again and again is the realization that in a world where we throw away food and have so much abundance and money in some places, there's still children that are struggling and suffering and not having food. And when we use that anger as a driving force, this anger becomes our energy towards saying something about an injustice, for example, but also towards doing something about it. And I think that's the power of anger. So anger has a lot to do with being, so to say, being the underlying energy of passion. So that is also part of passion. The other part of passion is literally something physical. It's literally being fully in the power of our body, feeling the aliveness of our body. And that might sound so, oh yes, of course, that's what we all do. But I'm realizing more and more that many of us are actually more disconnected from our body. We think that we feel our body, but most of the time we're not really in our body. We're more in our heads. That's and how to realize if we're more in our heads is just if we're constantly thinking about things. If we're constantly in our thoughts, if we have a lot of thoughts, that's an indication for not really being in our body. Another indicator to realize that we're not in our body is when we're not really connected with our emotions. Because if we are really in our body, we feel our emotions very clearly and vividly. And so passion has to do with fully embodying whatever we want to do in this life. And so, as I said before, it answers this question: what makes you shine? What makes your heart shine? What is it really, truly that when you do that, it just makes you shine? It lifts you up, and you would keep doing that again and again. And the other part of it is purpose, which I already touched upon at the beginning. And so purpose is, I would say, passion and purpose are like siblings or so, because they kind of belong to each other. Let's say following our purpose without the underlying passion is actually almost like purpose without aliveness. Or without fuel, maybe without that energetic part of it. So the purpose is then, if you want to say it in simple words, is what's the contribution each and every one of us came here to do in our life. And I really love Simon Sinek's why statement process, and also how he describes what it means to understand our why, and that is really truly so. Once we know our why, we know the contribution and the impact we want to make. So the contribution, that's what we offer, and the contribution is the thing that we aspire to contribute to impact other lives with. And so, when it comes to that, what I've been experiencing is working with people individually for many years to uncover their own purpose. That the per uncovering the purpose is really a process, and it's not like you have one in the end. You have one sentence, and that's it. My experience is that to really deeply understand what our purpose is and our contribution, we need to understand different pillars of it. So on the one hand, the pillar of what are the, let's say, natural strengths that I bring into it, the natural superpowers. And I actually made a podcast around that topic. So if that is of interest for you, please tune into that. What are your superpowers? And really understanding what kind of strength we bring into this life. When are we fully in our element? I also really love human design and gene keys as a way of understanding our characteristics better and our purpose, but also what's our nature. Like something about those two tests really help us to understand our deepest nature. And yeah, my business partner, he has this beautiful example, and I just want to share that with you. So Angel Hernandez, my business partner, he explains it a little bit like, if we imagine we're all these animals in the jungle, right? And everyone in the jungle has its own role, so the ecosystem of the jungle can function, right? So the snake has its role, the lion has its role, the monkey has its role, the elephant. And that's how it is for us as humans too. But because we all look the same, not like animals that are clearly different from each other, we think we are all the same. And part of, you know, uncovering our contribution and purpose is to understand what's the animal in the jungle that I am, so to say. And that has multiple indicators. So that's why I really love human design and gene keys to uncover that, but also understanding our natural strengths better. Like really seeing what are things that I'm good at, naturally good at, that are really truly my strengths. And then another part of understanding our contribution is just seeing what have we done naturally over years and years in our life, even without thinking what our purpose is, like really looking back in history and understanding those things that we have always done all along, you know, that we always deeply cared for. And that's why we have kept doing it. And that's usually something that our friends can tell us the best, or people who have worked with us for a long time. They can usually tell us what we contribute and what impact that has on their lives much better than if we just sit down and say, okay, I'm gonna write a purpose statement now. That's gonna be super in the head. But to really uncover that, we need to go deeper. And there's great tools and methods to go deeper with this. For example, the Why Discovery of Simon Sinek, which I love doing. And I've been doing this with many of my clients for many years. And I love the effect of it and the results of it. So I can highly recommend that. And then also really like going into a more intuitive exploration of what makes you shine, what, you know, really understanding also what are the other areas of our life that really already influence this or inform our exploration of purpose. How do we relate with others? What are the roles that we're taking on within groups and so on? So there's all those indicators. When we put them all together into one big picture, we have quite a lot of clarity on what our purpose is. And, you know, so if to tell you the story of my own purpose and passion and how I figured it out and why I'm also passionate about talking about it these days is because I was one of them. I was once this girl, and that was like 15 years ago, roundabout, maybe a little bit more even. And I asked myself, wait a second, I don't really know what my passion and purpose is. I literally didn't really know. And I was frustrated about that. And also, I didn't really find good resources to figure this out. I literally didn't. But I really wanted to understand that. So I went on a big, big journey for 15 years, exploring my purpose and my passion many, many years with different methods, with coaching, with reading hundreds and hundreds of books. There was these 2 years when I literally read 600 books. And I know it's kind of like obsessive, but I really like wanted to understand that and really nail that. But one thing, for example, that I noticed is when I did my first yoga teacher training, that when back then when I did that, that helped me to understand myself so much better. I really would say it helped me to understand myself and to really understand my purpose. And I did a yoga teacher training. So what did that have to do with understanding who you are authentically? And that goes back to the topic that I explained at the beginning. Because there's something about being in our body that helps us to You know, it's almost like to be more fully us ourselves. And it just happens by really being embodied and cleaning our energy and cleaning all the stuff from our body that is actually not ours, that we have taken on from others, expectations, energies, but also just, you know, letting our emotions move again that got stuck over the years. It's almost like, you know, when we do those practices, also meditation, we go into a process of arriving in the presence. And when we're arriving in our own presence, we're more here, more ourselves, and more in touch with what resonates with us and what doesn't. While when we're disconnected from that, we do a lot of things that are actually not in alignment with who we are, but also not in alignment with our purpose or what we want to contribute in this life. Very often, when we're not connected, we're actually really like also self-absorbed or trying to, you know, move around anxiousness and trying to live a safe life, you know, trying to create safety outside. In order to be happy, right? But when we're connected with ourselves, we go more into trusting. And through trusting more and through also connecting with ourselves, we connect with others more. Because in how I see purpose is and the contribution we have in life, it's very much linked to other people and supporting other people or helping other people in some way. In the depths, the purpose is never just for ourselves. It's always also for others. And the interesting thing is it actually emerges naturally. So when we are connected with who we are and what's important for us, when we are connected with ourselves and with, you know, our interconnectedness with other people, with humanity, with the planet, it actually arises very naturally that we want to be of service for humanity and the planet at the same time. And that's like that's kind of like the sweet spot of a purpose is this connection between being of service, doing something that is meaningful beyond ourselves, but at the same time we're being and living the life that we feel passionate about. So really, really beautiful part of what a purpose means. So really understanding what we contribute into lives of others and what we want to contribute. And going back to my own story, so I've been researching that, and as I mentioned, I've done a lot of things to get there. And I think the main thing that really helped me was really going deeper and deeper and deeper in uncovering who I truly am. And the more I did that, the closer I came to my purpose. So when at the beginning I thought the purpose is something out there that I have to figure out, and I went into it very analytically with my book and my notes, over time, more and more I noticed to really truly understand my purpose and contribution, I have to go inside. I have to uncover all those layers inside of me to really truly deeply land inside of myself. And there, it's just there. And well, I've struggled with this a lot, I have to be honest. It's been quite a journey in the last 15 years, and not always an easy one, because in order to land inside ourselves, there's a lot we have to look at that we haven't looked at before. But it was so worth it. Like, I would absolutely do it again. Actually, if I would do it again, I would immediately go there. Looking back, I notice that I've wasted a lot of time not going there for reasons of, you know, fear or avoidance. Mainly avoidance, to be honest. And if I would have known back then what I know now, I would have just like made the big leap and jump and say, let's just do it. Let's just go in there right away. And because I've been missing out on so many things. And that's what I'm seeing, you know, over the years and years and years now. It's like when I do things, I'm just enjoying and seeing meaning in it so naturally. It's not like I want to be in my purpose or anything, but I can find purpose in just really embodying who I am and being authentic. And that already kind of aligns with my purpose without me even needing to want that. It just happens. And through that, what I notice is that it automatically inspires other people, not because I'm saying something super inspiring or being, you know, such a, I don't know, influencer person, blah, 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 but just because it touches something inside of others that is just, you know, that is somehow naturally touched by us being touched by that, or by us sitting in that, it's almost like it touches that then in other person people. Yeah, I really don't want to talk to you about purpose in a way that, oh yeah, just find your purpose and I'm living this beautiful life and it's all amazing and flower power and everything. I really don't believe in that. And I don't want to talk to you from that place about it, but more from that place of connecting with that deeper inner knowing and that place inside of us that is completely in trust and stillness and just in this beingness. It's just so worth it. And that's what I want to invite you to really explore and to see if you're avoiding to do that because there is an uncomfortable emotion that you haven't looked at. And as I mentioned in my journey, it wasn't always easy. I had to look into those uncomfortable emotions. I had to look into a lot of past stories from childhood to my conditioning, from parental conditioning, to my shadows, yeah, and also to the pains that I've experienced that I shut down and didn't fully feel because they were too painful, to relationships that I have been, yeah, that I had in the past that were just messy or really like difficult. And, you know, it was such a learning journey and it you know, took me to the core and it literally made me lose myself. And I know it's scary to hear that. And that's why we very often say, well, I'm not going there. I don't want to lose myself. But that's the powerful thing about it. And actually a friend of mine called Justin, he actually said something really powerful about that, which is when we change as humans. Change means we always can go back somehow, and we know that. But transformation is different. When we truly transform, it means that there's no going back. The old version that we have been before is gonna be gone, and that's why transformation is so scary, and that's why so many people can't do it, because it's scary to not know what's there in front while we are letting go of what we know and what makes us feel safe. Not because it's actually safe, but because it's familiar to us. And that is a little bit what's happening when we transform. It's literally we're dying. The old version of ourselves is dying while we don't know what the new version is yet. And that's scary. And that's what I can say. I've been dying multiple times and it was amazing and it was worth it. And I would do it again and again in a heartbeat, knowing what I know now. So now you could think, oh, well, she's ready. She's finished with it. She already has it all figured out. And that's not true. I would say 100% that I'm living my passion and purpose more than ever in life. And that I feel more safe inside of myself than ever in life, although the world got crazier than ever. And I would also say that although financial safety has been quite shaky due to COVID and all that stuff, I feel more safe even in that area than ever. So really, safety and security and all these things don't have to do with outer circumstances for me. It's actually, it really like, I'm learning and learning and learning more that it has to do with how I feel inside. And if I feel safe inside of myself, then it's gonna show out, yeah, outside somehow. Or the outer circumstances don't have to make me feel safe anymore. And I can keep trusting, although things are shifting. And that is obviously also easier for transformation processes because I can let go of my old me much faster, trusting that it's for a good reason and for a certain sake, which is really beautiful and powerful. So, yeah, that about purpose. And I just want to summarize. So passion is really that energy behind it. So almost the fire of that drives us. It's a force that drives us forward into creating something, making something happen. And also passion is a lot the energy that inspires other. And purpose is what we contribute to other people's life and the impact we have. Yeah, on their lives through our contribution. And that it really is partly something that we can analyze and say analytically, but a deep, deep part of purpose is really something very outspoken. Almost sometimes we don't find words. And I have to say, like, I sometimes feel like those words will land more and more, but it's I feel like the more I'm doing it, the more I'm doing my, like, bringing my purpose into action, the more I'm following what makes me shine, the more I understand my purpose. It's not coming from the head out of a concept, although I did that and I wrote it down and I have a little bit of a written idea of what it is, but then yet I've been learning to uncover the depth of it and the truth of it through really embodying it. And there I got my real answers. I got the answers that are almost not to be put into words. And because of that, I think it's so difficult for people to even go there, or the ones who went there to explain it to other people, because at the core, it's not fully understandable. But when I go through people, you know, with people through those journeys in my work, I see that they access this place, that they access this place of inner knowing and clarity. And also what is interesting, when they access this place of inner knowing and clarity, all of a sudden, all the fears and blockages are just gone. And then something they wanted to do for months and months and months and didn't get finished. It's just happening. It's just happening in 2 minutes. So that's just incredible and so powerful to just, you know, notice that very often we're focusing so much on the thing outside that we have to get done, while actually once we remove the blockage inside, it just happens by itself. Or, you know, all of a sudden in 5 minutes, we put it together and it's beautiful and it's there and ready. And I've learned in business, since I'm running my own business since 6 years, I've learned when I'm facing a blockage or I feel like I can't, like I have to make a concept, but I don't find the answers for it, or I'm a little bit stuck in finding the answers, I've learned that it's not the outside stuckness, it's actually an inner stuckness. And then I have to, again, reconnect with why it's important and what I'm doing this stuff for, and then the answers come by themselves. Or all of a sudden I've been sitting there for I don't know, 5 days trying to get something together, and then in 5 minutes, I've done what I've been trying in 5 days and I couldn't do. And that's, I think, the power of it. Yeah. To be honest, there's so much more to say about passion and purpose, and so much that I can't even put into words, but more like into actions and exercises and so on. And I would love to hear what you have to say about it, what helped you in your own exploration, but also hearing any questions you have on that so I can elaborate on that more. Thank you so much and all the best. See you soon back on the podcast to your authentic self-leadership journey.